Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. It's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his lonesome. Here's the Sandman.
Are you thinking of retiring this year? Well, if you are, then this show is going to be for you. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and I will be your drill sergeant today as we've been rolling out our version of a retirement boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
All month, we've done our best to help you jumpstart your New Year's resolutions to pay down your mortgage, save more, pay less in taxes, and even what to do with the new tax law 2.0. If you missed any of that, then you need to go back and listen to our podcasts. They are full of great content. You can go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. Check out what's there. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. Right here. Are you going to retire this year? Well, if you are, there are a few things you need to know, and I'll cover some of them today. So stick with me. It is a brand new year. Some big changes are here. So now the time to make some moves is now. Take a big gulp of your ritual coffee, get a pad of paper and a pen, and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier, because this is going to be a great show. So keep it right here. Now let's get started. Well, the market had a great week this week. Jobless claims near multi-decade lows. Inflation more than double the Fed target. And economic growth, well, seems to be somewhat resistant. So the question is, are we going to have a hard or soft landing? Going to be hearing much more about this as the weeks unroll. Dow Jones up 1.8% for the week. The S&P 500 up 2.5%. NASDAQ, what a week, up 4.3%. Year to date, it's up over 11% right now. Imagine that. The international index up 1.1%. Year to date, up 7.8%. So, been some good growth there. 10-year treasury slightly down, finishing flat for the week. Oil, $79.46 a barrel. And bonds are up 3.3% year to date. So pretty good across the board. And I continue to get questions about, well, what's going to happen? And you may remember we've been talking all about the difference between a hard and a soft landing, which means, does the Fed get it right or do they get it wrong? And in this case, is the market ahead of itself or is it due for a pullback? So whether it's a hard landing or a soft landing won't be clear in my mind for at least a couple of weeks. And here's why. First, we know after last week that economic growth is slowing, but the market is saying that the economy is doing better than what it looks like. So Tuesday, we saw the Richmond Fed. Now, I usually don't care about the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index, but in this case, it came in at negative 11, and the estimates were down negative 3. So that was a pretty big jump in slowdown, and that's the lowest reading we've seen since, get this, May of 2020. The other number we saw this week, which caused me some concern about the other side of the equation, is the jobless claims. You know, I've been talking a lot about jobless claims, and the Fed wanted to see it get up to around 300,000. Well, this past week came in at 186. So it's going the wrong direction. So employment is strong. It's unclear how much growth we're going to see or slowing growth, how that's going to impact earnings. We're still getting through earnings cycle right now. And pressure the market multiple, it'll have to be a clear and significant recession to push that multiple down towards 15 times earnings. So my point is, I'm seeing slowing growth doesn't automatically mean that stocks are going to go down, but falling earnings, lower multiples, that's what makes stocks decline. And because of this strong employment number, it's not clear how much this slowing of growth is going to impact the stock market. So the second thing we're looking at is we don't know at what point the Fed is going to actually turn around. It's been 30 years I've been in this business. I can't remember a wider gap between what the Fed's saying and what the market thinks will happen, because the spread between year-end Fed funds right now and the market is 100 basis points. So one of them's going to be right and one of them's going to be wrong. And if you look at history, usually it's the market. And that means that the Fed will pivot sooner, which is what the market's showing us right at this moment. If it's the Fed and they're right, then they're not going to pivot till much later in the year. And that means they may raise again. I know we're expecting them to raise here this next Wednesday about 0.25%. So people are asking me, what does this mean right now? What should we be doing? Well, I don't want you to get too caught up in the hard versus soft landing debate, because you're going to hear much more about this as the weeks unfold. And I think the market's going to be volatile because of that. And I really don't think this issue is going to be settled for months. And in that time, the pendulum could swing back and forth, which means stock prices will go up and they'll go down. So we got to keep watching the data. We got to keep watching the earnings. Certainly the unemployment number every Thursday, that's really important. And as soon as we know something's turning, we'll let you know. Now, if it's a hard or soft landing becomes more likely, don't expect big moves in the S&P 500. I'd expect the S&P 500 to trade in the range in the upper 3,000s. And as we see right now, it's getting close to 4,100. I'll give you my marks here in a second. But given the uncertainty that I'm seeing right now, I'm continuing to advocate being conservative in your equity positions and be defensive. Look at value again over growth, min volatility, longer term bonds, and depending on how earnings season unfolds here. In energy this past week, the story there was natural gas. Natural gas resumed the steep descent with futures falling another 5.93% in a day, bringing the year-to-date loss to nearly 35%. So remember last year, great year. Well, guess what? This year is not so great. Mild weather, elevated production levels, and healthy inventory levels are all contributing to this downtrend. And futures right now remain oversold. And we're looking at another potential violent short covering rally in the near term. So no sign of a bottom forming yet in natural gas. And so be careful if you're walking around in that. We're going to be talking about landmines that might disrupt your retirement plans this year. And that certainly could be one of them. So keep your eye on that one. Now, 2023, January, traditionally, when it kicks off to a really strong start like we've seen, that could be a good sign for the whole year that the market could finish positively. And typically, when we look at these sort of things, particularly right now where the market is, it's about 14%. S&P 500 is up 14% from the October low. Of the four previous years with a 15% plus decline, like we saw last year, three began with a further drop in January, indicating that the year would have significant weakness and probably a bad year. However, when we look broadly at all the years since 1950, in which the stock market fell for the year, January of the next year, so we're talking right now because we fell in 2022, had an average return of 1.3%, slightly better than the 1% average return for all Januaries. But right now, stocks are up over 6%, like I said, so far this January. As we know, it'll end this next week. There have been 14 previous Januaries in the last 75 years with a monthly gain of 5% or more. 13 of those years went on to finish positive with an average annual increase of, get this, 23%. So in other words, particularly strong January performance has often been a signal of above average gains for the year ahead. Going forward, I think the recessionary pressures are going to continue. We're going to see falling corporate earnings and layoffs, particularly in the tech sector. And that's going to cause volatility here in this first half. Just get ready for it. It's all I can say. You're flying right now with your seatbelt on. Put it on. Don't get up and walk around that cabinet because you know what's going to happen in 2023. Expect volatility and swings ahead. And when those do, that's opportunity because, again, this finishes to be a strong year. then you may want to stay invested and have your portfolio well diversified. So I hope that helps. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what are three investing pitfalls you want to avoid right now if you're getting ready to retire this year? Find out what they are. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. This entire month, we've been taking this hour each week to help you get into better financial shape. It is our boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
And if your New Year's resolutions had anything to do with improving your financial situation, maybe retiring this year, maybe even paying less taxes, well, then this show is a must for you. This is episode number 4 of our retirement boot camp series for 2023. On today's show, we are going to take a peek into our crystal ball and share with you three pitfalls you need to avoid in 2023 and where you can start making a little bit more money, particularly if you're looking to retire at the end of this year. Before I jump into that, I want to read you an email we had this week. This came from Janet. So Janet and Jay live here in the Bay. Janet's 54, Jay's 58. They've been married for some time, have two kids. Kids are 20 and 19. And unfortunately, they got divorced. And Janet decided, she's in medical sales. She met a doctor, love of her life, and said to Jay and the kids, hey, see you later. So this happened a few years ago. And Janet got an email sent to Jay, and Jay asked me what to do. So this says, hey, Mr. Sandman, Janet has just gotten laid off from her job, and I got a message. And evidently, she has to take care of her mom now, and she needs some money. So she's asking Jay if it's okay if she can cash in the life insurance policy and use that money to pay for mom's care. And so Jay's asking me, what do I think? Is that okay? And so you know what I'm going to say? No. You know, no, it's not. So anyway, Jay, you know what you could do here is according to the divorce settlement, we need to keep this insurance in place till the kids get to be 26, because if something were to happen to Janet, like she loses her job and something happens, how is the estate going to pay the responsibility for the kids if they want to continue on to graduate school, finish college, health insurance, things like that? Food, right? They're your kids, Janet. Anyway, so you follow me? So here's what we could do. We could go ahead and you could take cash value out of the policy and at least keep a death benefit going. In this case, the divorce settlement required $500,000 of insurance on each of their lives. So Janet certainly could go buy a term policy and take the difference and use that to help Janet's mom, but as long as that policy's good and in good force and pay to the kid's estate, then the kids will be fine. So that's a way around this. But in any event, you need some creativity on this one. Now, let's get back to the segment at hand, which is you retiring this year and some things that might get in the way. So here's something that I'm seeing a lot right now. Sitting on cash that pays you nothing. So if you have money sitting in the bank, and I was speaking to someone by the name of Nancy this week, and get this, she has over $900,000 sitting in a checking account at one of the big banks towards the end of the alphabet, earning 0.3%. So I talked to Nancy and I said, Nancy, how much of that money do you need? And she said, well, you know, I think I might do the kitchen at some point. And, you know, that costs a couple hundred thousand dollars. And I said, well, are you doing it right now? No. You going to permit it? Yes. Okay, well, how long will that take to get a permit? Well, you have to have plans and all that sort of stuff. And so it could take 6, 7, 8 months. Okay, Nancy, do you don't need the whole 900,000 for that, do you? No, I don't need that. Okay, well, you're wasting about $36,000 a year of income. Because right now rates are pretty good on all sorts of things that are safe, secure, and that's just interest you could be earning, which right now the bank is more than happy to collect on, because that money that sits with them, they're going ahead and investing it somewhere else. And according to DataTrek, right now Americans are holding a lot of cash right now. Balances in money market funds hit $353 billion over the last 3 years. Exactly. A 55% increase. Deposits in U.S. banks overall have increased 11%. So a lot of people right now are sitting on cash. And that's because last year was pretty tough. It was scary. And people are wondering what's going to happen this year. As you should. It's going to be volatile, like I said at the top of the hour. But here's what's going to happen. When the Fed stops raising rates, which really could be at any time. This next Wednesday, we're anticipating a 0.25% raise by the Fed. But it's unclear what's going to happen after that. And if they decide to pivot or change direction, then you could be looking at more than 4% on your money on top of the interest rate you're already making, because bond values go up when yields start to go down. It's just simple as if you're in the bond market, you know what I'm talking about. So I would at least look at money market and or high yield savings right now, Nancy, instead of a checking account or keeping cash at home. I talk to people who have all this cash under their mattress or in a safe somewhere. I mean, what are you doing? Why? You're not in the depression anymore. It's all electronic. You know, cash is just, anyway. If you're stuffing money under your mattress, you're not taking advantage of really the great interest rates that are available right now. Plus, with inflation being so high and being so sticky right now, you're seeing the cost of things still much more than they used to be. You're leaving large amounts of money earning basically nothing. And what this is going to do is make it harder for you to live a retirement that you've dreamed about. So get some more of that money. If you're 65 years old and you want income right now, we have something right now that's paying 7% that's insured. You heard me, 7% insured if you want income right now. And so give us a call if you want to know more about that. 866-PROTECT. Now, markets are not static. And another thing I'm seeing right now, particularly because we had a pretty decent January so far, everything pretty much across the board's up unless you're natural gas. Don't make me laugh. Anyway, so you'll need to readjust your portfolio right now to make sure that you're really getting the full advantage of your asset allocation. What worked last year when rates were rising, I don't think is going to work as well this year. And that's because as we enter the recession, those companies that borrow money usually have high price-to-earnings multiples. And as those ratios start to compress, that sort of stock could get punished. So what does that mean? Well, let me explain it to you in English. Let's say you set up your portfolio as a 60-40. What does that mean? Well, 60% in equities, 40% in fixed income or bonds. Stocks, as I just mentioned at the top of the hour, have outperformed bonds by about 3 to 4%, depending on what you're looking at. So with those returns, your portfolio right now might be sitting at 75% stocks and 25% bonds when it should be 60-40. You follow me? So if you hit the rebalance button, say on Monday, and go back to 60-40, what's going to happen is you'll be selling off a bit of your stock gains and putting more money back into the bonds, which again, if we have that pivot, that could really help you make some more money. So I'm recommending that you rebalance your portfolio at least once a year, but particularly when we see a run-up like we just saw, it's a good idea just to check where you are and make sure that your style or your portfolio is doing exactly what you want it to do and that you don't get ahead of yourself. And this is where we use technology, because you know today how you can jump in your car and you can just put in the address and the car will drive to where you want to go? Yeah, the Teslas do that now. Mine does that. And we have portfolio tools right now that kind of do the same thing. It's like your sleep number on your mattress. So, you know, you want to sleep at a certain number, you dial it in and you're comfy and your spouse wants it different and she's comfy or he's comfy. You follow me? So you can do that now with your portfolio. You can literally take your positions, enter them into the tool that we use, and we can tell you what your portfolio is running at. So let's say maybe you're a 42, but your portfolio is at an 85. Something bad happens next week and you just lost a lot of money and you're about ready to retire and you're freaked out. So if you don't have tools like this, if you aren't using things like that and you're hoping everything's going to work out, well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Hope is not a strategy. If you haven't looked at this for a while or you aren't sure about how your money's invested right now or if you're going to be able to retire this year like you always planned, well, we can show you how to do that. In our office, why we're different, we have attorneys, CPAs, and financial advisors who work around the table for you to help you be successful. Just like a good defense, a la my 49ers, everybody gets to it and goes to work, and you see the results that happen. So get your confidence back with our on-track retirement review right now and take advantage of the strategies and the plays that we're using right now. So pick up the phone. Call us right now. We're more than happy to help you figure this out. 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT, to find out what you should be doing right now. 866-PROTECT, talk to me or a member of my team. Pick it up right now, 866-PROTECT. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it'll be time for our popular They Say segment, where they say that you should have long-term care before you retire. Is that always a good idea? Well, you're going to love this story. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed life when it comes to their finances. And this entire month, we've taken this hour each week right here to help you get into financial shape with our retirement boot camp. This is episode number 4 of our retirement boot camp series for 2023. And this entire month, we've been doing workshops each week to help you meet with usually me or someone on our staff to meet you face-to-face, talk to you about your situation, and give you some ideas on what you can do. If you need some help or you want to do a more detailed review in person, come to our event. We're doing another event here at Perry's in Larkspur. It's going to be February 9th, Thursday night, getting started around 6:30. By the way, we do have parking behind our office there in Larkspur. So if you're coming out, make sure you find out where our parking lot is and park there, because parking does get pretty bad over there. Anyway, we're filling up. So if you want to go to that, go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, click on the events tab, and then you can click the little blue button and you can register right there. And this will fill up. So get on that if you want to come and have dinner with us. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't. So here's one they say. This just happened this week at an event. They say that you should buy long-term care insurance before you retire. After all, you never know if you're going to need it later. Is that a good idea? Well, what do you say? Well, here's what happened this week. Seriously, just right before we got this question, one of my clients sends me a 4-page letter that they received from a company that starts with a big G. And the letter basically said, hey, we know you bought this policy about 11 years ago. We know that you're paying right now $1,378 a year in premiums for this policy. We know that you have 4 years of coverage. If you get sick, you could stay at home and someone will come take care of you. You can pay, use this money from the policy to pay for that. It's going to pay roughly $223,000 over that four-year period of time. There's a 5% COLA, they call it, simple, not a compound, which means that that daily benefit that they originally purchased would grow by 5% each and every year that they have the policy until they claim it. There is a 90-day elimination period. And I like to explain to people, that's like a deductible, meaning that you need to be sick for those 90 days. And then once the 91st day comes around, if you've made the claim, then they'll start to pay you up to that $153 a day. Now, the annual premium, like I said, was $1,378. And this letter basically said, hold on, stop. We need to adjust your premium up. Oh, okay. Well, how much? Well, in this case, 36%. You heard me right. 36%. So for the exact same benefits, this person who's getting near needing this sort of thing because they're in their 70s now is going to have to pay $1,874.40. So that's a big gain. And they asked me the question, what do you think, Mr. Sandman? Should I keep paying the rate or should I take one of options number three behind door number three? Remember that? Price is Right? A, B, C, take one of the options behind the door. What are you going to get? Well, this is literally what they're asking him. You have three other options besides your current one and paying more money. Now, what I like about this is how they're trying to drive the person to go to something that's similar in premium to what they already have, but a lot less benefits. So in this example, alternative B says for essentially the same amount of premium they're paying now, they could drop their coverage from $153 a day to $126 a day. And instead of having 4 years of coverage, they get 3 years of coverage. And if you do the math on that, instead of $223,000 of benefits, they're looking at $137,000. So not so great, particularly now when it tells you right here the average cost of care. So if you don't know this, let me educate you on what this is. In-home care right now, based on 44 hours per week, this is according to the Genworth Life website, $6,292. If you're in an assisted living facility, you're looking at $7,048. And if you end up in a nursing home, $12,471. This came from the Genworth 2021 cost of care study. Now, that's what it costs. So if you're running around with a $137,000 policy and you're looking at $12,000 a month, how long is that going to last? Well, definitely not the 3 years. So if you're thinking about supplementing your retirement benefits with long-term care, there are many, many options out there for you. And if you do have a policy right now and you receive a letter like this, I recommend you get some help. Because choosing the wrong option or paying a different amount because you think it might do something for you in the long run, well, maybe it won't. Maybe it won't fit your situation. Now, that reminds me about another study we had this week. So this fellow came in last year. You may remember last year we had a pretty bad technology market. I'm going to call him Tim. Tim contacted us back then. He was planning on retiring here in 2023. He had worked at a local chip development, Advanced Micro. You may have heard of them, AMD. He'd been there for over 15 years. He accumulated over $5 million of company stock. Well, that was before last year. And that represented about 90% of his retirement funds. And so he came to us last year as it was starting to free fall and said, is this really a good idea if I'm planning on retiring next year? And of course, we explained to him that having that much of any one stock in your portfolio could be a bad idea because you never know what can happen. And stocks move much more rapidly up and down, typically, particularly in the technology sector, when you just own one stock rather than being diversified. Moreover, at that time, he had more than enough to support his retirement dream. So I just asked him a question. Why do you want to take all that risk if you're in pretty good shape? And he said, you're right, I really don't. So we explained a better idea would be to diversify his holdings at that time into different asset classes within his risk tolerance. And by doing that, and again, matching his profile to his risk number, his sleep number, we were able to dial in his portfolio. So as we saw those wild swings that we saw last year in this sector, he was more comfortable. Let's put it that way. Now, how do you look at something like this? Well, look at your stock. And if you have a PE, a price to earnings ratio of say 100, that means that that stock could drop by 50% to a 50 PE and still be twice what the S&P 500 typically trades at. And I know this past year we saw high growth stocks, high PE tech stocks get hurt pretty badly. And these stocks are not near value levels where outside investors step in to buy and defend the stocks. So there's still potentially, like I said, this year, more room to go on the downside on these things, even though I know we've had a nice little rally here. So first thing I recommend you do is find out what the PE ratio is on the stock that you may own in your portfolio, particularly if you own a big concentrated position. And know that if we enter in this recession, which I believe we are, and I believe it's going to drag on for a while, as that continues, those stocks could drop in price even more. And so if you must own that, and I'd say that's not always a bad idea to have some in your portfolio, make sure you can tolerate that volatility. Make sure you can stay invested for it for at least 10 years and not need to live off of that. But if you're thinking on retiring and you need to live off of potentially some of that, then you should stick with quality, low PEs, solid businesses. And so how many of you are wondering right now whether you can retire this year? Was that one of your New Year's resolutions? Well, if you're feeling like Tim did last year, chances are you have a lot of your company stock that's just sitting there right now. We just had a decent little rally here. And if Tim hadn't given us a call last year when he did, he could have lost over $1 million towards his retirement. And best of all, he's informed on how's the best way to pay taxes on his stock options with the least amount of pain, because our team of financial planners and CPAs here use tools to show him what that will look like before he actually pulls the trigger. Now think about that. Tim just picked up the phone, called me, and now Tim's leaving his job in May as planned, after he collects his bonus, of course. Easy. So whether you're like Tim or whether you have $500,000 in your 401k, it's never too early to make a move. Pick up the phone right now. Give us a call. 866-PROTECT. Such an easy number. You want to protect your money? 866-PROTECT. Stop worrying about this. We have the best coffee. We have free parking. And we have a friendly staff who greet you when you arrive. And best of all, we're right here. We're local. If you want to meet virtually, we can do that too. Pick up the phone. What are you waiting for? 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, what do you need to know about the new Social Security report? Well, I'm going to get into it when we come back. You don't want to miss this one. Stick around.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
We're back. I'm David Hollander, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Big swings up and down in your portfolio, particularly if you're getting ready to retire, can cause you to run out of money when you need it to live on. So this entire month, we've been doing our boot camp series.
Hoo-ah!
And if you missed any of it, go check out our podcast. Just type in Protect Your Assets. and you can listen to it right there. Now, one of the big ways you can increase your income in retirement is by getting your Social Security right. And Social Security just produced a brand new report, and with over 1,000 different ways to take it, it can be confusing. And there's some things you want to pay attention to on that report. So I just got my Social Security report. In fact, I got an email. I would encourage you to sign up at their website so they email you when they do an update to your statement. And I was just pouring through my statement this past week, and there was all sorts of things that I was looking at and highlighting, which I'd like to share with you this morning, particularly about this new, they call it the new Social Security statement. They've redesigned it, apparently. And on the first page, you will see, starting at 62, your benefit if you are eligible. And each and every year thereafter, it grows by about 8%. Now, I sat there and did the math and figured it out. And what I found was fascinating, which I still need to find out why this is. I don't know why this was. But at 67 is my full retirement age, my FRA. That's where my benefit was a certain amount. And if I waited till I was 68, it only grew by, get this, 6%. And it was just that one particular year. And then after that, it was 8% all the way up to 70. So I found that kind of fascinating. And I'm going to find out why that is. But maybe you should do the math and see what your statement says and what sort of benefits you would get. Now, what I found fascinating as I was reading through this is it says on page 2, important things you need to know. Now, first, it talks about your earnings record. And so what they started to do, I figured out I've been working for almost 40 years here. It says for the last 17 years, here's your individual earnings each and every year. But before that, they started to gap. So I started back in 1981. I remember I had a little paper route, throwing papers and getting my little check every, I don't think it was every couple of weeks. I had to go chase guys down and get cash as well. Anyway, I was paying taxes. So you can see here from 81 to 90, they block that as a 10-year figure. They have all the numbers there and then what I paid in taxes. They have 91 to 2000 and then 2001 to 2005, again, blocked earnings. And then you could see. So you're going to have to dig into that a little more if you want to know if it's right. In any event, the way they do it is they look at the last 10 years of your work and you need 40 credits to qualify for benefits. Now, what I found fascinating about the page 3 was these are facts you need to know. And what really got my attention was the one on page 4, which said this: Social Security will be there when you retire, in big boldface font, like bigger than everything else. Okay, well, that's great because I get that question a lot. Will Social Security be there? Well, as I started to read the paragraph, it says, Social Security Board of Trustees, et cetera, will be able to pay you your full benefits as shown here on the statement up until 2034. That's not that far away. In fact, I'm going to be right near my FRA when that happens. And then it says in 2034, Social Security would be able to pay about $780 for every $1,000 that they're showing us. Huh. Okay. I know what you're thinking. I know what I'm thinking. Well, how am I going to make up the difference? Or what's going to happen to that? That's a great question. And then when you add your spouse into that equation, how do you take your benefits? This is a very tricky area. And it's something that I don't recommend you do alone. And I recommend that you sit down with a planner and look at how you're going to take your Social Security when it comes time to make a decision, because there's many different years. As they tell you in the statement here, it could be taxable. That's right. You pay taxes on it now. You see it on your paycheck. And you mean you're going to have to pay taxes again on it later? Well, you could, particularly if you have enough income to live here in the Bay Area. You're going to be paying taxes on it most likely if you're going to pay your bills. So you got to figure out taxes and how you can pay less in taxes, because taxes, in my view, are going to go up. And you're going to need to keep more of those dollars in your pocket, because if you don't, they're going to tax it and take it away. It really is that simple. So what I'd like you to do now is don't stress out. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And I want you to picture in your mind a day believe it or not, when you don't have to worry about money anymore, or taxes, or when you're going to retire. Picture a day when you're sitting at a picnic table on top of a hilltop in Argentina. You and your family just completed a great morning walk, and now you're all sitting down to enjoy a lunch with your guide. Your daughter asks you if you want turkey or quinoa. You feel adventurous, so you pick the quinoa, and then you realize you don't have to go back to work on Monday. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all those things you've always wanted to do. Well, it starts with the conversation, and all you have to do right now is pick up the phone and call this number, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone. My team is here right now, ready to talk to you and help you. 866-PROTECT to get your own personal coaching session with my team at the Liberty Group. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today and a great month. It's been a fun, filled month. I've enjoyed all of it. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there doing all that work. Sean, Adrian, Cam, and Phil, thank you guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.